Good morning. You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2018, and I'm in the MS International space with Raj Shaw. Raj, how you doing?
Good morning. Good afternoon, Kemp. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been the end of the first day. It's been a long day, but it's pretty exciting. There's a lot of traffic here, isn't there?
Very exciting. I haven't seen Surfaces this busy in a long time, and we're seeing the floor space actually looks much bigger than it has in past shows, and the crowds have been great so far.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the background of MS International. You've reached, from our calculations, you've reached a major milestone. We'll get to that in just a second. But you got into this business. I think you started first with mine stone for memorials. And one of the big projects you got, and I like to tell this story, is you got the Vietnam War Memorial. And that's really kind of catapulted you and built your company, made them confident so you could grow from there, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. My mom actually started the business in the basement of our house. She wanted to run a business and she wanted to take care of me at the same time. So we worked out of the basement of the house. She imported granite blocks, believe it or not, at the time, yeah. Which was then finished here in the U.S. And then the first large project her and my dad were able to close on was the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington. From there, it was natural stone slabs and then tile, ceramic tile, quartz, and we've just kept growing.
Yeah, and you're probably one of the fastest growing companies in the tile and stone business, right?
Well, we have a great team, and we're very proud of the team that's come together for us here at MSI. They all work extremely hard, and they're all dedicated to this concept of making our products more affordable and accessible. And because of that dedication, growth just comes fairly easily because the team makes it happen.
Yeah. So you reached $1 billion in sales this year?
Yeah, we did. We think of that just as a number. Our main goal is to stay healthy and disciplined. And, you know, if you were to talk to my mom and dad, their number one goal is to create jobs. MSI today, you know, beyond the MSI team, indirectly supports about 130,000 jobs across the world for a lot of people who probably didn't have another chance. So that's really what we're focused on.
And you've moved your headquarters now, and you're LA based now, right?
Orange County based.
Orange County.
Yeah. Well, no, we've been there since we moved out of Indiana in '84.
Yeah.
So it's been a great place. It's the largest port in the United States, and as you know, most of our products are imported, so we wanted to be near a port.
How many facilities do you have now?
We're up to 24 facilities and growing. The North American market seems to be insatiable for hard flooring and quartz and granite countertops, and we just want to feed the market.
Yeah. What trends are you seeing out there that some of our listeners might want to hear about?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of trends. The one thing I will say is we're seeing the speed of change in trends accelerate. So whether that's the internet causing that, things like Pinterest and Houzz, or even on the manufacturing side, digital printing is allowing change in trends to happen very quickly. What we're seeing today is wood planks, which I'm sure you saw all over the show. But one of the big things I'm noticing is the wall and the focus on the wall segment besides just the floor.
Not all walls, though, just like a feature wall, right?
Feature wall, accent wall, backsplash, shower surround, but going vertical seems to be a big part of the show now.
You know, I was listening to Manny Lorena, your lead sales guy, at the NFA meeting. He was telling me that over 30, maybe 35% of what's sold now in tile looks like wood. Is that right?
It's between 30% and 40% is a wood look today. So it just tells you what the consumer wants.
Okay, so you're here with a major space. What is it, 60 by 60 or whatever? But what are you talking to the people who are coming to the space?
Oh, we're just talking to them about trend. Manny has put together a great presentation to talk about pavers, the outdoors. We're talking about wall with a lot of people, and dimension is a big piece of the wall. So we're seeing our stacked stone panels, and we're also seeing pebbles, and a very natural look with texture as well being a big piece of what we're talking to our dealers about.
Okay. And so for 18, any major plans from a company perspective?
Yeah, look, we want to continue to grow and stay healthy. We're outdoors is a big focus for us in 2018. Uh-huh. So you'll see our porcelain pavers take a big or be pushed really hard. Wood planks will continue, and we're just going to see the next generation of wood planks come along.
Okay, great. Raj, good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Raj Shaw, who's the president and a family member of MS International, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.